Aircheckdownloads.com.
In Liverpool, it's now a very warm 68 degrees.
The Breakfast Show, Norman Thomas.
10 minutes past nine, the Books Fizz version of New Beginning. Still think it's a rip-off, but never mind, I'm not going to fall out on a day like today. I will tell you that we're expecting temperatures of 81 degrees, and if it's your birthday, you're in for a goodly day and a goodly year. Everything seems to be in your favour this year, and this autumn, changes and more responsibility, which equals more money. Next year's good for business of mixing with influential people. Tommy Cannon is 48 today, Shirley Ann Field, 48, and Bill Hartley is 36. Tis your birthday, happy birthday from us here. Star signs from the rest of us. After the break.
It's the boss here from Great Western Carpets.
Five for the brand new network chart.
Let's check out the horoscopes for Friday the 27th. And Aquarius people, cash could prove a slight problem this weekend. You may have to buy a birthday present for someone. Pisces, well, you could be rather apprehensive about someone who's acting strangely today. Aries, time. And finally, Capricorn. If in doubt about a family matter, your intuition will be the best guide today. That's it then. Quick look at the star signs. And I promised to mention for Andrea and Anne and Edna from Kirby Golf Course. The bar, in fact. Oh, I was over at the Liverpool Municipal Golf Course yesterday, which is, in fact, the same one, the Kirby one. It's known to the locals as the Royal Kirby Golf Club, which is rather nice. I'll tell you all about that between now and 10 o'clock. We've got quite a few mentions to make. Next, though, it's War in the World. And, well, it's no good telling you lies. Roy Kelly's lost the clue from yesterday. So, we're going to have a new one. Roy Kelly's here, so nothing.
I heard that.
I was just explaining, Roy.
It wasn't me.
I was just explaining.
You lost the clue.
I'll do another one.
Yes, quickly.
I'll do it pretty quickly, Roy.
Yes.
You can give me a ring, 227-2721, and we line up one while I write a quick clue. What rhymes with Rainford? Oh, we've had that before, hold on. Just give us a ring, we'll sort it out. We've got a clue now. We've come up with a clue here.
Go on, then.
He's quite a worker in this place, with enthusiasm on his face.
Oh, no.
A little winner, eh?
And that's it, is it?
That's it.
Fine.
That's it. Barbara Smith from Greenfield, Upton by Chester, after this.
Adrian.
Yeah?
Sorry, hey.
It's 95.
Right, hello, Barbara.
Hello, Noel.
Oh, my little precious, how the devil are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Full of the joys of spring, eh? You're ready to get out there and thrust your body towards the sun.
God, no.
Oh, you are?
No.
What? Is it a bit a bit on the large side, is it?
Oh, Roy.
Is it a bit kind of...
Ask Roy.
What did she say?
I think she said ask Roy. Barbara, how would I know?
Did you say ask Roy, then?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said I'm destroyed.
You might be afterwards. As we finish this.
Well, we will talk about that. What have you been up to at Upton by Chester?
Nothing.
It's far too posh for you.
I know, yeah.
Is that why you've been changing your socks all week?
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason for
it. Don't tell him, Barbara.
Barbara.
No, don't say nothing.
He's quite a worker.
Yeah.
In this place.
Yeah.
With enthusiasm on his face.
Yeah.
Now, I give
it... A person, not a thing, then.
No, it's a
place. It's not a place anymore.
It is a place.
It's a place.
Yes. But you have to think of, like, worker. That's the first clue. Mm. What type of worker... You know,
yeah.
What do you refer to as a... He works like a, you know, not a Trojan, no, that's wrong. But he's industrious as a worker in this place and with enthusiasm, another word for enthusiasm. I've tried to help you a little bit, though, because it's me last day of doing this,
I
you
know,
see.
I said to Roy, I've been on what I've got in hand, I didn't get anywhere, so I'll have to try this one.
Well, you've just wasted 15 seconds of the clock.
Oh,
we're going now, Bob.
Is that Radio City?
No, no, he's quite a worker.
An ant?
Yes.
Ant B?
What?
A bee, no.
Ant B?
Ant.
Auntie B, lovely, that's a lovely place.
Ant be. No.
No. Enthusiasm. Another word for enthusiasm.
Oh.
If you're enthusiastic about something, what are you?
Keen.
Yeah, keen.
Ant Keen. Do you know a place called Ant Keen? Will you shut up, Kelly?
Ant Keen? No, Ant... Oh. Antwerp.
No, Antwerp... No, if you're enthusiastic, you're very...
Keen?
But Keen, no, I'm not Ant Keen, don't you start.
Oh, I thought you were going to help me.
I'm helping you. Enthusiasm, you'd be dead eager.
Eager. Ant eager.
Pardon?
Ant eager.
Give her one. They don't think we helped a little too much there, do you, Kel?
I don't think so, no.
You don't think the boss could accuse me of throwing it all away on the last day?
I think we're all right there, Norm.
I think we'll get away with that one.
Absolutely.
Ant, as in quite a worker, ant, and enthusiasm, somebody's eager, ant eager, West Indies. That'll do, right.
Next
one. Another T-shirt gone. Okay, we've only got 17 more to go. Get another one on. Okay, Barbara Smith.
Okay, no.
Small, medium... No, it's not, is it? It's all extra right. Large, extra large.
Just hold on the line, Barbara, I'll sort you out.
Yes. Stay on the line, you can have a quick word with you, okay?
Okay, thanks, Norm.
Bye, Bob. Well, why not?
Antigua, where'd you get that one from?
Ant, keen, an ant worker.
Oh.
Works like an ant, a beaver, you know, like ant. And enthusiasm, they're very eager if they're enthusiastic. Ant and
fine.
Antigua.
You just made that up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Good, though, eh? I've got to make another one, I'm going to enjoy this. Okay, I see what I'll do one now, a clever one. Where I'll give you an easy version and a hard version,
okay.
Like they do with the Times crossword. I'll do that for the next one. Meanwhile, let's go to the airport. 26 minutes past 9 o'clock. Can I get the people, by the way, over the past 6 or 7 months have been providing clues for us? Les Barnes, I cannot tell her that was one of his. Lorna Corlett wrote from Bootle. She had a couple of clues to were in the world. Lorraine Wilson as well, and I thank you for that. And also Diane Tyra. Diane, we're going to use one of yours for the final one, War in the World, which comes up in about 20 minutes' time. If you really want to see Mark Jones live and in living colour, today's your day. He's opening Super Shopper in Church Street in St. Helens at 10 o'clock. In fact, Mark spends more time in St. Helens than I do, and I live there. Mark Jones. I just hope... I mean, I really do. I haven't seen him this morning because he's obviously heading off there. But I just hope that because we're expecting temperatures of 81 degrees, he hasn't gone bananas and worn the shorts again. Not the prettiest of legs. Mark Jones' legs would have been prize winners at Brooklyn's before they stopped the knobbly knee competition. They really are. From the back, it looks like a road map with all the varicose veins. But nevertheless, he's over there at 10 o'clock. Live and in living colour, Marcus Jones Esquire opening Super Shopper. Pop across and insult him. He's got all sorts of goodies to give away as well. Yes, the one thing he hasn't got is one of my T-shirts. I gave one away yesterday, and I'm going to say hello to some people that I met yesterday after the break. It's the big, big city breakfast show. It's exactly 9:30, and a very good morning to all the gang I was with yesterday. I had a thoroughly enjoyable afternoon. The sun was shining, and we were playing a game of golf. It was the Jimmy Tarbuck Golf Tournament. It was held at Liverpool Municipal Course. Excellently organised. The course is in pristine condition. So well done to the guys that fixed that up. And thanks to all the people that were quite nice to me as well. They organised everybody else. And the lads I played with, I promised to mention last year's winner, but he didn't win this year, John Kelly. And his mum will be listening at home. Actually, she's quite glad he didn't win again, because she was fed up of cleaning the trophy. A wonderful trophy supplied by Mr. Tarbuck, Ixwar, and valued at £750, apparently. So hello to John Kelly, especially his mum. We all have a cross to bear, Mrs. Kelly, but I met him yesterday, and I know now, love. I know. Also, Sister Gladys, and grandchild Helen, and they're in the Walton area. Mike Walsh as well, and his mum. Mike was playing with us. He's from Highton. I strongly suspect he was cheating, Mother. No, I joke. So, thank you to the lads. Kate Carr as well. And Fred to be. It's expected in November, is young Fred. Love from Eric Hanlon. And PS to his mum. Sorry if he forgot your birthday. And hello to Billy, who was looking after me as well. And all the rest of the gang. So, thanks to all of you. And Dave Weston from Bowring Park is the golf pro there. And he promises to sort me out. I just hope he was talking about... me driving ability. I can't handle those wood ones. You're the sticks with the wood on the end that you have. Mine seem to finish up somewhere around me neck. I get in such a struggle, I can never get it back again, haven't I? They must have heard about me as well, by the way, because when I finished, they gave me 3 balls. About half as many as I'd lost. Thanks to Roger and the gang. It's now 28 minutes to 10. I've got a brand new clue for Where in the World. And here it is. A map for hunting treasure to find new coinage out of old. Old Bismarck's guarding this one. Find it fast before the trail runs cold. Dear Owen, please play a record for my friend Jackie to wish a happy birthday for tomorrow. And it comes from Helen, who was the giggly one at the bridal show. She paid £1 to come in and dabble with me dibber. Thank you, Helen. Love to your friend Jackie. Happy birthday. She had to go on to say, could you please play You're My Favourite Waste of Time? Because Jackie hates that record. Fortunately for Jackie, I've already played that, so you get off the hook this time. Here's the clue again. In fact, Diane Tarry's been very clever, because there are 2 clues to the same place. The easy clue, a map for hunting treasure to find new coinage out of old. Old Bismarck's guarding this one. Find it fast before the trail runs cold. Now, the same place, and here's the harder clue. Conical hills stand side by side. Actually, if you know the dictionary definition that we're looking for here, or the geographical term, it should help. Conical hills stand side by side to guard the treasure deep inside. Bandits come and loot the gold and make new coinage out of old. That's what you call a clever clue, Kelly.
I couldn't understand the easy one.
Well, exactly. It's far better than that Rainford rubbish you came up with many moons ago. You've been the laughing... It's probably why I'm being forced to leave. I'm embarrassed. I've had to carry the can for that.
It worked then.
Memos have been fluttering down. Are you responsible for this? Leave now.
Immediately.
I was saying, you know, the boss had this brilliant idea for me leaving.
Yeah.
Wanted to burn the station down with me in it, like they did with Rover's Returns.
The Dallas Tour. Yeah.
And the Bobby Ewing, you know. Yeah. Get me run over by a bus and bring me back 3 years later. I said to him, it's not the same on the radio, boss.
Oh.
Or maybe he was trying to sell me something I didn't know. Not that I don't trust him, but he said, just stand by the window as it's burning down. We're bound to save you. I don't think so, Cal.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm not falling for that, eh? No. It'd probably start the fire with like, all the memos. It's fluffy.
Yeah.
20... They'll all be in the book as well, by the way.
Will they?
In me book, behind the microphone. I've got a whole appendix, 403... I think it's 403. Could be 405 after today.
Where do I feature in this book, Noel?
You feature on page 7.
Ah.
2 words, summing up your talent. very little. Now, the Appendix 1 is 403 pages, and each one is a photostat of the memos he sent me in the past 10 years. Wonderful reading, Kelly.
It is wonderful.
Started off with Dear Norm, and it's now, excuse me, who are you?
Yes.
I know.
Do you work here?
Yes. Hey-ho, what a gay day. I've done one of them for ages. Anyway, you can give us a ring in about 5 minutes for that one, and I'll be saying hello to D-Side after this.
If you look through a mop...
Bam! Good morning to Sarah and Bernie Williams of 59 Fenwick Road, Ellesmereport. Hi, Sarah and Bernie. Health and happiness. Good luck. The first child is due next Friday. Love from both families and all at Castrel, Ellesmereport, and the dog's family. I shall say nothing about having children in Castrel Oil. Please play record for Dave Worth of Deeside Auto, known to his friends as Fat Boy. Best wishes from the gang at work and also his loving wife Diane and family. It's his 30th birthday. Who needs friends like that, Owen? It's like Fat Boy.
Talking of friends.
Yes.
As soon as it's like your last breakfast show, I thought, well, no expense spared for my old mate, Norm Thomas. I bought you a going-away present, Norm.
Let's have a look, Danny. Yeah. This I don't believe.
There you go. Going-away present. Now, you've always moaned at me because I haven't looked after you on the breakfast show, so this is it now.
Fine, Kelly.
See?
A salmon sandwich.
At least it's red salmon.
Slightly off. Fine.
I caught it in the Mersey last night.
Yeah, yeah. Only Kelly would buy me a present a month ago when he thought I was leaving, and still hold on to it for today. Lovely. A salmon sandwich. God, it's horrible.
That. Best wishes, Norm.
Well, really. I'll always remember you when I smell a salmon.
Yes.
Thanks, Kelly. 17 minutes to 10, the Northern Lights, and if you want to give me a ring, here's the clue. A map for hunting treasure to find new cornage out of old. Old Bismarck's guarding this one. Find it fast before the trail runs cold. Give me a ring, 051-227-2721. Thank you to a gentleman called Thomas Lucas of Leightonview, Grafton Street. Good morning, Thomas. I only wish on this auspicious occasion I had enough courage to read the letter out that you've written to me. Kelly and I have just been reading it quietly, and it's a lovely letter. Thank you for all the nice things you say, and the comments. So many thanks. I remember that for a long time. Thomas Lucas, 30 Leightonview, Grafton Street. Thank you for being nice. You don't get letters like that, do you?
Well,
there you are, you see.
What did he say?
Are you taking a call or not?
Best DJ in where? Great Britain, did he say?
Just are you taking a call or not? 051-227-2721.
It's the boss here from Great Western Carpets.
Evelyn, come this Monday.
Yeah, for a real racy breakfast show.
Blondie. Another little winner from 1978. All the music today, apart from the chart stuff, been chosen from 78, which is, in fact, when I started the breakfast show, September 25th. Let's go across our Carol Carmichael, hello.
Good morning, Norman.
You're going to be the very final contestant on We're in the World.
Oh, yes.
There you are, you see. And unfortunately, the last one went, so it's a new clue and quite a difficult one. I shall read it for you once again, right? Mm-hmm. A map for hunting treasure to find new cornage out of old. Old Bismarck's guarding this one. Find it fast before the trail goes cold. Right, you have 60 seconds when the clock starts, and it starts now.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Norm.
Pleasure.
That's longer than you've ever had before. The clue.
Oh, what a nice carol.
Hmm.
I can give you the harder version if you want.
Really?
Stop it. Conical hills stand side by side to guard the treasure deep inside. Bandits come and loot the gold and make new coinage out of old. Go on then. Where in the world is that, eh, Clever Clogs?
Is it in Britain?
No.
Oh, heck. Oh, come on, Norman, gonna help me. It's the last time.
No.
Yes.
Forget it. Have a guess.
Papua New Guinea.
Pardon? Did you say Papua New Guinea?
I should not be responsible for this.
Papua New Guinea is correct.
What a fantastic guess.
How did you work that out?
Well, I'm just brilliant.
You're not kidding. You didn't send it in, did you?
I didn't send it in.
Well, that's brilliant. Tell us how you worked it out. Hello?
Hello.
Tell me how you worked...
I did have a little bit of help.
Is somebody there with you?
No.
Who helped you?
Have a guess, Norman.
Kelly!
It wasn't me, Norm.
It was?
No.
You've been the mole in the camp for all these years. You told her the answer. Did he tell you, Carol?
He just gave me a little bit of help, Norm.
What did he say, like Papua New Guinea? You little...
Isn't he a nice Roy Kelly?
You toad.
What fuzzy telling him? I told you not to say anything. You know, what he's like.
Thank you, Carol.
Oh, no.
Stay on the line. He may be able to talk to you.
Right.
With one broken arm.
I've been blown on the last day, I don't believe it.
I knew there was something happening. I knew there was a mole in the camp. I knew there was a Watergate here. It's been uncut. There'll be memos fluttering now, lad.
Carol, look what you've done now.
I could be doing the early show next week and you could be looking for a job. Right. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Norm.
Papua New Guinea it was. I'll explain it to you. A map for hunting treasure to find new coinage out of old. Well, old coinage from new as in, well, a guinea is a coin, of course, and then a new one, New Guinea. The Bismarck Sea, Papua New Guinea is in the Bismarck Sea. Conical hills standing side by side. The dictionary definition of pap, as in Papua, if you say it's a pap, it's conical hills, that, geographically. Gold, a guinea coin is gold, and then it's a new guinea.
I tell you what, Norm, that clue would have lasted for ages as well.
Now he tells me.
Super Shopper comes to St. Helens. The all-new Super...
I can't believe that. All these years, he's feigned friendship. And at the end of the day, I found out he's been the mole. I wonder why we always gave him away when he was on. Loose Lips Kelly. That's very appropriate. Kelly dropping me in it there. I have to be running for home as fast as I can. I'll speak to you later. Oh. Lindisfarne, Run for Home, I'm Away. Running. That's the last one from me, a full breakfast show, but I want to be here on Monday to officially introduce you to Dave Lincoln and to hand over the programme. So I'll start it all off about 7 o'clock, and then Dave will be joining me, and once he learns how to use all these bits and pieces, I shall give him the official breakfast show flag, plus the flask. The flask has been handed down from generation to generation, started with Arthur Murphy, went through Roger Blythe, and I inherited it. So Dave gets it on Monday. Do join us, because it's going to be a very special one. What are you wittering on?
Quick question, sir. Can you remember what the first record was you played on the breakfast show?
Yes, I can. Hold on.
Just that I'm curious.
Dreadlock Holiday, 10cc.
Oh, is it?
Was number one on September 25th, 1978. New shoes to the news. I'll see you Monday. Don't be late. 7 o'clock. Until then, as usual, have a goodly weekend. The sun will shine on you. And always remember, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Ruby Williams with Radio City News.
Aircheckdownloads.com.